Welcome to the Women Faith Plus Business Podcast. I'm your host, Nadine Mullings. I'm an author, speaker, and marketing mentor. I believe in the importance of women of faith in business stepping up and shining in their lane so they can have the impact, influence, and income they were born to make. This season, join me for the Men of Faith in Business podcast takeover. Join me to hear the stories of powerful men of faith who are using their purpose-driven businesses to make a difference in the world. Hello, and welcome to this episode of the Women Faith Plus Business podcast. I am excited to kick off this season of the Men of Faith Takeover of the podcast. This is something new that we're doing, the first time ever that the entire season is going to be dedicated to men of faith in business. And I'm kicking off the first episode, episode 2, as your host of the Women Faith Plus Business podcast. So in case this is the first time you're listening to this podcast, just want to simply introduce myself. I am Nadine Mullings. I am the host of this podcast, and I'm also the founder of the Women Faith Plus Business community. What's included in that community is a Facebook group of women of faith in business, a clubhouse on the Clubhouse apps, and of course, this podcast. And the goal of the community really is to spotlight and highlight women of faith in business that are doing amazing things in the world. I truly believe that God is rising women up in this time to do amazing things in the marketplace. And that is why we highlight women of faith in business in the community, on Clubhouse, and also on this podcast. But this season is different. This season is different because we are highlighting men of faith in business. So I'm excited for this season and to really get the perspective and insight and inspiration from amazing men of faith in business. But I'm kicking it off sharing my story. Every season, I always start off the season with kind of an update, just giving you guys an update of what's going on with me. I'm also the owner and CEO of Nadine Mullings Marketing Agency. And in the agency, we help women of faith in business to really get clear on their marketing. And the way that we do that is we teach three specific things. We teach women how to be strategic about their marketing, how to be specific with their marketing. And most of all, what's most important, in my opinion, is to be spirit-led. The importance of being spirit-led when it comes to marketing your business. So the theme of this season is, how do you hear from God for your business? This is a big topic, and it's a topic that I've seen floating around in the faith and business space for a couple of months now. And it's really this question of, are you hearing from God? And if you are hearing from God, how do you hear from God? So this is actually the theme for the entire season. So each guest that I have on the podcast, they will talk about how they hear from God in their episode. So I'm excited for you to hear that. And in this episode, I wanted to share with you how I hear from God, and specifically three key ways that I hear from God, and also some ways that I've heard other people talk about that you may be able to relate to, or it may resonate with you. Let me share the first way that I know that this is actually God talking to me. And it's when something drops in my spirit. A lot of people, like family and friends, make fun of me when I say things like, I feel led, or, you know, this dropped in my spirit. But it's a true thing for me. Maybe you can relate to it. Just something drops in your spirit. You feel it in your soul that this is something that God is convicting you of. And that is how you know that you are hearing from God. So let me give you an example, and I'll give you an example of this season, right? So in the natural, it probably doesn't make sense to have a season of men of faith when you have a podcast and a platform that's really focusing on women and all the amazing things that women bring to the world. So would it make sense to actually have a season that focuses on men? Seems like counterproductive. We're supposed to be spotlighting women, right? But I know that I know God dropped it in my spirit that I needed to have a season where it focused on men of faith. So it's just that inkling, that feeling, that push, that nudge that you get. And it's in the spiritual realm that makes you say, I know this is really guidance. I know this is really instruction. So the first way that I really know that I'm hearing from God is it drops in my spirit. I feel it in my heart. I feel it in my soul. I know it's actually instruction and direction from God. The second way I know that I'm hearing from God, and this happens to me all the time, and I've really started to realize in the last, I want to say maybe 4 or 5 years, that this is a key way that God speaks to me, and that is hearing a message 3 times. If you can relate to this, definitely comment and let me know. For me, what has come up in my life consistently is that I hear the same message 3 times from 3 different sources. It could be 3 different people, 3 different places, and it's always sources, people or places that have nothing to do with each other. They're not connected in any way, shape, or form. So, for example, it could be that I get an email and the email has a message, and then I go on social media. This happens a lot. And I hear the same message, but it has nothing to do with and is not connected to the person that sent the email. And then I may do something else, like watch television or just something else in general. And the same message appears again, or someone forwards that message to me. So I hear the same message 3 times. And here's the key for me. It's usually within a short span of time. It's within a couple of days, I would say 7 days max, a week max, that I hear that same message over and over again. So I'll give you an example that happened to me recently when it comes to hearing the message 3 times and knowing that this is a message from God. So I opened up my email. I believe email is a divine path. I get so many things, inspiration, insight, instruction via email. So I opened up my email and I got a message from someone. I'm on her email list. And she talked about how her husband reads books twice. He doesn't just read a book once, maybe like months or maybe years later, he'll pick it up again and read it again. And the reason why he reads books twice is to retain the information. A lot of times, we read something and then 5 minutes later we forget it. Sometimes I read my devotional in the morning and then 5 minutes later I was like, what was that devotional about? So in order to truly retain the information, if you have a book that is powerful, there's several books that I've read more than once. Think and Grow Rich is a book that I've read more than once. The E-Myth by Michael Gerber, I've read that more than once. So there are reasons why people read something more than once, and that is to retain the information. So I got an email from this lady saying her husband reads books more than once. Then I was on social media, specifically on Instagram, and I saw a post from James Clear, I think it is, and he is the author of Atomic Habits. And he talked about some tips and techniques when it comes to reading books. And lo and behold, one of the tips that he mentioned in this social media post on Instagram was reading a book more than once to retain the information. And this, I believe, was the same day. The same day I got the email from this lady talking about her husband, the same day I scrolled on social media on Instagram and saw the post about that tip from James Clear, author of Atomic Habits. So this lady and James Clear have nothing to do with each other. They're not even the same medium source. It's not 2 emails. It was an email and a social media post. Yet I got that message loud and clear within a short amount of time, within the same day. So then, once I get that message, it is for me to really say, okay, God, I have to stop and not just kind of brush past the fact that I heard the message twice, but now try and digest it and fully understand, well, what are you telling me? What is the guidance, instruction, or direction that I'm supposed to get from this particular message? And so after talking to, a couple of people about this particular incidence of reading a book twice, it came to my mind that I'm actually starting a devotional, 100 Days of Believing Bigger, shout out to Marshawn and Evans Daniels. And I did this devotional book in 2020, but I felt really led and really convicted to do it again this year for the last 100 days of 2022, which is the time that I'm recording this podcast. And so it came to my recollection that I'm doing this devotion for the second time. And I said, okay, God, I understand why you gave me that message of the importance of reading something more than once is to retain the information, to really soak that information in. And so, because I'm reading this devotional, 100 Days of Believing Bigger, twice, it's really for me to make sure I retain it because it's obviously something that I need in this particular season of my life. So that's how I was able to realize, oh, this is the message that God has given me. The next step is not just only recognizing God's voice, but then understanding his instruction, understanding his guidance, understanding the insight that he's given me. So it really is about recognizing number one and then understanding number two. So that is the second way that I hear from God. I hear messages three times. The first way was it drops in my spirit and I'm convicted. The third way is specific words. And during the podcast interviews over the last four seasons, now going into the fifth season, I heard several podcast guests talk about this phenomenon or this way that God really speaks to people. He just drops a word in their spirit, a specific word. It could be a word or a phrase. So let me take that back. It could be one single word or it could be like an entire phrase. So I've heard guests on the podcast just say, this phrase dropped in my spirit or this word dropped in my spirit. And it just stayed there. I couldn't let it go. It just stayed there. And I knew it was a word from God. So an example for me recently was the word alignment. So alignment is a word that God put in my spirit this year, 2022, as I record this podcast episode. And I was like, this word alignment is for a reason. And as I, began to be still and sit with and seek God's face as to why he put this word alignment in my spirit, I realized that it was the theme, it was the topic, the next summit that I needed to host. So he put the word in my spirit, and then I created, co-created, I like to say, the Power of Divine Alignment Summit, which just happened last month in 2022. So that really was guidance for me. This word of alignment was guidance for me, not just for me personally, because a lot of times a word from God or hearing God's voice is not just to give you specific instruction and direction, for you to also share that word with other people to help other people. So that word of alignment, I truly believe was dropped in my spirit this year. Number one, because God is shifting me into alignment with the next level, into alignment with what this next season has for me. So that was a personal message, but it was also a collective message for me to share. And that's why I created the summit, Power of Divine Alignment, and reached out to several women of faith in business who agreed to share their message of alignment, their specific message of alignment, and what alignment means to them and to their business. So that really is the third way that God specifically speaks to me and how I hear from God. So just as a quick recap, the three ways that I hear from God is it just drops in my spirit. I just know. Sometimes you can't even explain that first one. You just know, in your heart, in your soul, this is what God is telling you to do. So the first way is drops in your spirit. The second way is hearing a message three times within a short amount of time. And then the third way is hearing a specific word or a specific phrase that just doesn't go away. It doesn't go away. And there's a reason why this word or phrase is sticking with you in your spirit. So those are just three ways, but I'm sure there's tons of ways. And I've heard it, especially this season on this on the podcast, since hearing from God is the theme this season on the podcast, I heard many examples. So it's not limited to the three that I shared, definitely not. I heard many examples from the men of faith as to how they hear God's voice in their lives and in their businesses. So I'm excited for you to hear this season, but I also want you to use this season as reflection or even this episode, right? And really think about how do I specifically hear from God? God is talking all the time. So when you feel like God's not talking to me or I'm not hearing from God, you're just not connected. You're just not in alignment to hear from him because he talks to us all the time. It's just in various ways, in different ways. So use this episode, use this season as reflection. And I want you to answer the question, how do you hear from God? Really think about it. How do you hear from God? And you know it in your soul and in your spirit, it is from God. And the second question I want you to reflect on is, what has God told you about your business lately? When you hear from God, what is He's specifically telling you about your business. And the third question I want you to reflect on after this episode and even throughout this entire season is, are you taking spirit-led action based on what you heard from God, right? So that's where obedience comes in. Obedience is hearing from God and then taking action, right? Disobedience is hearing from God and not doing anything about it, just sitting on it and not taking action. It reminds me of the story of the three men with the talents, where someone buried the talents, other people invested it and multiplied it, and the one who buried it, God was disappointed with the one who buried it, was basically punished because they didn't take any action. So God requires us to take action. Faith without works is dead, so action is required. So those are the three reflection questions that I want you to reflect on after this episode, or even throughout the season if you listen to the other episodes. How do you hear from God? What has God told you about your business lately? And are you taking spirit-led action in your business, or are you just taking action based on what coach or guru or expert told you to do? There's a difference. There's a huge difference when you take spirit-led action versus guru-led, expert-led, or coach-led. And God uses those people as resources. So I'm not saying you shouldn't listen to coaches, experts, and gurus. You should, but it should all be done through the spirit and conviction, right? So each season on the podcast, I always ask each guest the power of faith and the power of business. And I always like to answer it each season. And each season, it differs slightly as to what my answer is with that definition. So my definition for this season of the podcast for what is the definition of the power of faith is the fact that the power of faith is being confident, right? That is a key word. Confident in God's power. We serve an awesome and powerful God. He is so powerful. Nothing is impossible for him. So the power of faith is being confident in God's power and his plan. We know that he has a plan for us, right? No matter what it looks like in the natural, we have to be confident in God's power and God's plan. That really is the power of faith. And the other signature question that I also like to answer that I ask each season on the episode is the power of business. And my definition of the power of business for this season is the power of business is to co-create with God in the marketplace. I'm really stepping into that in this season for sure, even more strongly, is it's not about me doing things in my own strength, but God has given me this vision. God has given me this purpose and mission, and he desires for me to be in partnership with him. So the power of business is really about being in partnership with God so I can co-create with him for what he desires to happen in the marketplace. So that is my definition of the power of business for this season. So thank you so much for listening in to this episode as I share my insights, my inspiration, and talk a little bit about what we are covering this season for the Women, Faith, and Business podcast. So thank you for listening to this episode. And be sure to tune into the other episodes this season for this special edition of the Men of Faith Takeover for Season 5. Thank you for listening to the Women Faith Plus Business podcast. I hope this episode has not just given you information you can use, but was insightful and inspirational. Wherever you are listening, be sure to subscribe to get the next episode or go to womenfaithandbusiness.com to join our email list. Plus, if you would like to discover three powerful ways to attract the people you are called to serve in the marketplace so you can make the impact, influence, and income you were born to make, be sure to text POWERFUL to 404-982-4736. That's 404-982-4736.